joined my case first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Walton Casuals. Mark, talk to me about the character of this team.
Excellent, to be honest. We said at half time, we said what we can do. We'll go out second half and we'll lose or we'll draw. We'll be weak and we'll come in and the front men can blame the midfielders, the midfielders can blame the centre halves can blame the keeper, and we'll all look at Hucks and say it was your fault, alright, you didn't deserve to get sent off, but you did get sent off and that's why we lost. Or we can go out and have a go second half. We were going to change the shape, to be fair, they come out and stopped us from doing that. And we've had a right go, to be honest with you. And people have just said to us over there, that's not necessarily championship material, but it's promotion material. It's far too early for me to be saying that. But if we can show that sort of character, not that I'd want to face that too many times, to be honest with you, 75 minutes with 10 men, if we can show that sort of character, then we've got a chance of being up in the top six.
What did you make of Simon Huckle's red card? You're a lot closer than I was.
I was looking straight at it, Simon. In my opinion, I'm not denying he caught the lad. I really ain't denying that he caught the lad, but I'm not so sure what's happened in the game where people aren't allowed to collide with each other or run into each other or just trip over each other. I'm not so sure when that went out of the game. The referee, it was on the blind side of both players and he had a player in between him. I can recall that. My eyes don't lie to me. And I think he's just had a guess, to be honest with you, because the lad's held his face. I'm not saying he's cheating, because he did get caught, but I'm not so sure. That will be classed in his report, I assume, as violent conduct or serious foul play, and I'm not so sure if it's either.
Simon Huckle's not that sort of player, though, is he, at all?
Hucks hasn't got one of them in him. I don't think I've ever seen him make one of them in training, let alone in a game. No, he's not. I mean, even if we sat in there and said to him, Hucks, what we want you to do today is go out 2 foot someone, snap him in half, and then when he's on the deck, give him an elbow and an ear roll, he'd tell you to go away, he'd leave the club, because he just hasn't got it in him. He's a family lad, and he's a nice kid, and I'm gutted for him, to be honest with you. But he'll be all right, he'll be all right. No one's turned their back on him. Everybody's rallied round him, and he hasn't meant to do it. I really do feel for him.
You mentioned their number 8 and the reaction of that challenge. He was at it again with another tack from Tommy Williams a few minutes later.
Yeah, I think he's Steve Tyson. He's not a bad player. I felt last season when we come here and we had that poor 1-1 draw. I thought he was excellent on the day. I thought he wiped the floor with our central midfielders that were in there at that time. I think he was up for the game. I mean, there's no lying about it. It's quite common knowledge that we tried to get him in. And Dowse fought tooth and nail during the summer, went and arranged to meet him a couple of times, got let down, phoned him endless amount of times. He ended up at Hampton after saying he'd come to us, and then within the last 10 days we'd arranged for him to come to maybe sign for us or at least have a meeting with us, and he ends up, and we find out late last night, or Dowse found out late last night, that he'd be playing for Walton today. I think he was up for the game, but then if he didn't have that in him, then I'm sure his manager wouldn't be too pleased with him. So I've got no problems with him. He's a good lad, Stephen. He's a good player.
It's difficult to single out individual performances on a day like today, but Luke Garrard made some great saves in there as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We just said, didn't we? I'm glad he saved that one right at the death there, because it was him that punted it straight to the lad on the edge of the box. But we made a vow. We sort of said before the season started, the two keepers and myself, that if they wanted to, what they could do is get to training early and we'll do bits and pieces, because we've got everything in place for us. We've got goals, we've nets, we've got all the equipment you could wish for, we've got the best staff in the, probably in the right, all three Ryman leagues. There's no reason why we can't do things like get the keepers in early and work. It only takes 10-15 minutes, and believe me, they get a right sweat on, and they've been doing it. The two keepers have been getting there and doing extra sessions, and I think it's paid off. I thought last week on the Sunday in the Cup, Luke Garrard was excellent. I know Tommy Williams got man of the match last week. Luke was excellent. And I said to him, he was the first person I went to last week that said I felt that deserved man of the match, and I think his extra sessions are paying off.
Speaking of Tommy Williams, you mentioned him there. He got the goal today, and then he popped up in the last minute to clear one off the line. How valuable is he to the team at the moment?
He's done himself, about a minute before he scored, he was going to get dragged, and I don't know if you noticed it, I pulled him over during the game. I said to him, listen, I need an honest answer out of you here. Can you give us just work your ghoulies into the ground for the last 15, 20 minutes, maybe even longer, because he was close to getting swapped. We were going to throw Serge in there to give us more energy. It was in our mind to either change it in there or change the front men, and we decided to go with the front men in Johnny Neal, and Tommy gave me an honest answer and said, I'll do it for you for the last 20 minutes. And he had a tough job in there today, because we stayed with a midfield three, decided to stay narrow with them and let the wide men go on to full backs. And he's I think he's worked very, very hard in that, though. Very hard.
Their goalkeeper was man of the match. How much does that say about how we played, considering we had 10 men for the best part of an hour?
I think it says a lot about us, and they've answered everything we spoke about at half time. I think we kept the ball quite, considering we had a player less. I thought we kept the ball quite well today, to be honest with you. But we prepared very, very well this week, very well this midweek. Since we got the job 18, 19 months ago, we haven't given anybody a night off, believe it or not. We've never said to the boys, all right, you've done well today on a Saturday, have Monday or Tuesday off. We've never done that. But we did this week. We felt it was the right time to do it, or the manager felt it was the right time to do it. We trained on AstroTurf on Thursday, which we've never done before. Or we certainly haven't made a habit of it. And I think the preparation has been excellent. I think the manager's got it absolutely spot on.
Was that the worst referee you've seen this season?
You can always argue, and I do, that there's a reason why I'm working at this level, there's a reason why the players are working at this level, and there's a reason why the officials are working at this level. And if I was any better at my job, if the players were any better at their job with the referee, then you'd be playing or working at a higher level. But you can't just keep saying, well, he's at this level because he's rubbish, or I'm at this level coaching because I'm rubbish. Sometimes you can't get some of them decisions wrong. I mean, I'm not going to give yourself into trouble because it's a tough old job, and it doesn't help when you've got 300 people screaming in your ear or trying to sway you and trying to talk you into decisions, but sometimes I really do worry.
How much of an impact is playing with 10 men for so long going to have on the game on Monday?
I don't think the way that we won the game was because we stepped up a gear and worked that extra bit harder in terms of screaming at people, telling them to run an extra 10 yards or run that extra yard quicker. So I don't think it'll have too much of a bearing on it. I'm really hoping not. I think tactically, and I'm not taking credit for this, the manager's not taking credit for it, tactically the players have sort of fought their way to a win today rather than won it with energy. So I'm hoping that it's not going to have too much of an effect. It might have an effect on their brain because some of them ain't the brightest, so having to think for themselves is a bit of a task. But no, I think we'll be all right, Muddy.
You say that you don't take any credit for tactically, but at 0-0 you made a double substitution, changed the shape of the team, we weren't on to win it. You've got to take some credit for that, haven't you?
Indeed, but if it had gone wrong, we'd also have to take the blame for it. So you've got to, if it had gone wrong, we could have gone in and blamed the players. So if it goes right, we've got to give the players the credit. It's as simple as that. I mean, at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to go out and do the work. They're the ones that have to sit there and listen to what you're trying to get through to them, and they can sit there and nod all day long in the changing room. And you've had it in the past with players that you're thinking, you're just not listening, mate. But they do. We go in with a tactics ball, we do everything right, we're showing their positions on the pitch, get yourself in this position if this happens, or if we get the ball, if they get the ball, etc., and they listen. So they've got to take the credit for it, mate. They really have.